Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Dan, I want you to show me how excited you are for the virtual Democratic convention tonight.
Did you get all that? Because I'm not, dude. That's fucking stupid. Come on.
There he is.
Come on.
There he is, kids.
I like how they tried to, like, they want to sue Trump for trying to have the convention from the White House.
Yeah.
Like, you want everybody to stay inside, right? That's where he lives, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. I just, look, I'm going to watch, right? But I just can't bring it within me. I just hoist it. I can't. I'm looking for the words here. I can't find it within my inner belly to get excited about the virtual conventions. Not only of just the Democrats, obviously, but the Republicans as well. Like, the whole thing with the conventions is the parties. The butt sex has got to be wild at these things, right?
Yeah.
I worked one, by the way. Did you know that was one of my first jobs in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, the Oscars?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, I worked the Oscars as well, but
like just those parties and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So like I worked the whole string of them. Yeah. I had to work the Democratic convention in, I think it was 2000. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. It was at Staples Center in Los Angeles. And I'm going to be honest with you. The amount of drugs I saw, phenomenal, Dan.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
Like, it.
I like that.
For real. They were going hard. They were drinking hard. They were boozing hard. And there was a lot of fucking going on, dude. Somebody was fucking in one of the boxes, one of the luxury suites at Staples Center.
Look, man, honestly.
That's a true story, by the
that's
way.
That's good. I like, so, you know, the Blue Jays stadium, the baseball stadium in Toronto, they have like hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Basically in center field where all those restaurants and shit mm-hmm. are. How as a man, if you're a big baseball fan, or a woman that's a huge baseball fan, how good would it be to be fucking and watching baseball at the same time live, man?
It's the best.
Ordering room service, I want fucking poutine, because it's Canada, obviously. I want poutine and some Molson. It's 13%. I want it now.
Yep.
I'm going to get shit-faced, fuck my wife, while we both watch baseball.
Yeah. So now, imagine it was your favorite political candidate.
Well, it wasn't Al Gore. Nobody was that hyped up about Al Gore. No one has ever heard or seen or smelled or touched Al Gore and become aroused afterwards.
No.
No, he's like a fucking social succubus. He just robs the joy in life out of people. He's so droll. It's just like, oh my God. It's like if a sloth talked, that's what he is.
Yeah.
And then they followed him up with John Kerry, Lurch from the goddamn Adams family. Oof. Congratulations, Democrats. You're fucking stupid.
I mean,
the only reason they've ever won an election since Bill Clinton left office is because, well, one, it's Obama.
Yeah,
Obama wave.
People were excited about that, and it was a phenomenon.
Jesus Christ!
But yeah, so we're having a virtual convention. It starts tonight for the Democratic Party. Michelle Obama is supposed to speak tonight.
Are they speaking from their homes, all these speakers?
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it, what appears to be some form of a stage, but I don't know where this is at. No one has seen Joe Biden. So I don't know where he's going to be at or if he's just watching from home. But Michelle Obama is supposed to speak tonight. John Kasich, the
Ohio governor.
Yep.
Former.
Who's Republican.
Yep.
is going to speak tonight as well. I'm curious to see the ratings on these fucking things for what it's going to be for both of these parties. Because I don't know how you get amped about just people speaking on TV in front of your face, because that's all we've seen for months and months now, right? Is these fucking Zoom calls, these interviews through Zoom and everything else.
Right.
I don't know how this feeling will translate to television, kind of like baseball without fans and basketball without fans, and we see how well that's going right
now. Yeah. I just don't... What's the point of even having a convention?
I don't know.
Like, if it's not in person and it's not exciting your base, then what is the point? Are they going to play a laugh track? Are they going to play applause tracks?
I'm not sure, but I think it's the airtime of, you know, each political candidate is allowed a certain amount of time on national television. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're going to take it and utilize it, but why would you watch it, you know? And look, we will, because we cover the news and we do all kinds of topical shit and we want to stay on top of it. But I'm curious as if everybody else will. And, you know, I just looking down the list here for the Democrats, it's almost the same exact speakers who spoke in 2012 and 2016. You've got Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Obviously, you've got Joe Biden. You've got Bill Clinton on the list. You got Barack Obama, Michelle Obama.
How can you put a guy in that's under investigation for having sex with minors on the? I mean, what
craziest
the fuck,
shit of all
man?
Time?
I don't understand. I've been trying to understand why, and like that whole God, the narrative from Clinton or about Clinton in 2012 is like, oh, he's basically the CEO of explaining things.
Mm-hmm.
Such a smart policy guy. Was he really?
Yeah.
No, motherfucker. What did he do policy wise that was good? He kept bombing Iraq in little spurts here and there, but he let bin Laden go. No big deal on that. I'm pretty sure nothing's going to come of that. But the other thing is his economic policy was trash.
Yes.
He benefited from the dot-com bubble. And that's why we entered the Bush administration heading into a recession, because mm-hmm. It wasn't Clinton's fault necessarily that the dot-com bubble burst. That's just that's what bubbles do. They burst.
Yeah.
He didn't preside over a bad economy, but it was mediocre.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything for foreign policy at all.
No.
So what was the success of Bill Clinton's presidency aside from coming on people?
So I'm going to take that answer and make it kind of serious when I say this. I think with Bill Clinton and Obama, and I had this discussion with my wife's father the other night. I think with the both of them, they were calming presence in the White House during, times when it's like, all right, great, we need a normal president again, right?
That's another word for pussy.
Right.
Because both of those guys, Clinton and Obama, were pussies.
Right.
Clinton allowed Newt Gingrich to fucking run rampant in the House, create division amongst everybody, start this Southern strategy from Atwater bullshit again, and the fucking like division between hardworking Americans and everybody else. You know what that means? That coded language. Like, he let that shit just run rampant, right? And then Obama did the same thing, not with the rhetoric necessarily, but he was a pussy. He gave all that money back to Iran for no fucking reason. Like, fuck those guys. If Iran wanted that money, they should come get it. We're here.
Yeah.
It's right here, right next to me. And here's my rifle right here. Fuck you, Iran. And then with the Affordable Care Act, the way he caved on women's reproductive health for religious places, like, get fucked. Your personal religious beliefs don't allow you to discriminate against people. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's just not how life works. But he allowed it.
He allowed it.
And a very good friend of mine who worked for his campaign at the time quit the next day.
Yeah. I think it's the same narrative, though. So when you look at Biden right now and this convention and everything else that's going on, it is essentially you're voting for a return to normalcy in the presidential spot here.
Well, that was the big narrative after Obama got elected. Like, just by taking office, he reestablished blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
On the world stage. Like, shut the fuck up, man. Honestly, just shut the fuck up. I don't care what people think of us or our president.
I don't either.
What difference does that make to me?
Makes, you know, zero, I mean, difference to me. All I give a fuck about is the policies going on in this country. I don't give a shit what one single country outside of America thinks about America, Donald Trump, or anybody else, right? All I care about is the policies and whether economically the country is rolling and everybody is doing well in life and all my friends have jobs.
Yeah.
That's all I give a fuck about.
Yeah, and that's why I'm getting more and more irritated with the partisan stuff, but I'm also, I think we need to be really clear about what it means to be moderate. Moderate doesn't mean, at least in the political sense, that you take two sides of an argument and just find your way to the middle and choose that. No, you choose the right thing regardless of which side it originated from. Mm-hmm. That's what a moderate is. Like, if the left wants to get rid of the death penalty, for example, and the right wants to keep the death penalty, killing half of people is not the fucking solution. There is a solution in there somewhere that makes sense, but it doesn't have to be at the 50% line. Sometimes it's further right, sometimes it's further left. That's just how it works. And this idea that moderate politics is somehow compromising and coming to the middle, whatever the fuck that means. No, it's not. The middle is a representation of us coming together and figuring out what the real solution is. That's what the middle means. It doesn't mean that you're waffling or wavering on shit, because this whole idea of compromise when it comes to that stuff is what leads to all these women getting left out of a healthcare plan, or it leads to like stupid assault weapons bans that decades of data have shown did nothing. It did nothing except for result after it ended and way more assault weapon being purchased. That's
right.
That was the only result of that shit.
Yep.
So it's like dumb. And now we have, not to pivot this fast, but I don't know if you saw that shit in California.
I have.
Wait.
I'll cap this off real quick by saying the only person on this list that I'm will watch is AOC.
Because who knows what the fuck she's
exactly
going to say.
Because it's going to be crazy as shit. So can I get excited about this? Not really. On Trump's side, I haven't seen his lineup yet.
Who knows?
Again, it's a virtual convention. There's no one I can really get my dick hard about. But the AOC thing, I think, is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see what this crazy bitch says.
I'm curious if she's going to bring up how Kamala Harris was the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which
probably
federalizes banks and makes it illegal to own.
I bet she will, because AOC was a champion of that, obviously.
Yeah.
So like,
she was the head person on that. But that would be a huge mistake for the Democratic Party to allow that to be on there.
But can you limit somebody's speeches? Can you say, hey, man, I mean, can you edit them out and say, look, here's what you're going to do. You're live.
I don't know. Would AOC even bother to listen?
Because I remember when I ran for high school president of our
basically
of
the
our
same
class, we had to turn in speeches beforehand. We weren't allowed to say certain things. I got suspended over it for a week because
happens.
I definitely broke all those rules. But She's the only one that I will be like, ah, well, I wonder what she's going to say, huh? I wonder what that old crazy broad's going to say.
Yeah.
Because you're right. We're headed towards, if they all get in and all this other shit, we're headed towards California here, which is the craziest shit of all time. Everyone is talking about this today.
But before we get into the economic shit, there's actually something that happened in California last week that was mind-blowing to me. So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, mm-hmm. which we all know is the most activist judicial group in the entire country by a wide margin. They've established so much bad case law. There was a stat at one point that like 60% of the shit that came from the Ninth Circuit that went up to the Supreme Court got overturned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was a huge number of stuff getting overturned up there. But last week they ruled that the ban on high capacity magazines, which is 11 or more, is unconstitutional. So now in California, as soon as this ruling is completed, you will be able to buy high-capacity magazines again, which means all that bullshit about having an AR platform with the magazine bolted into it, that's mm-hmm. going to go away too. So it's all back to normal now. Weird. Very weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, none of that makes sense. But what also doesn't make sense is that New York is having this problem right now, and Cuomo addressed it a week ago and again, or he addressed it 2 weeks ago and then again last week, that you state legislature people need to calm the fuck down. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to tax the fuck out of all of our people so much, particularly our rich people, because they are all leaving. And California...
State taxes.
Yeah, yep. State taxes. And California's like, fuck you guys. I can do way better than that. Here's what we're going to do. Not only are we going to fucking tax you on what you're making more, we're going to tax you on your wealth. All the money that you have... If you make over like $1 million, I'm not going to look into the brackets because I don't care about the breakdown yet because this is nonsense. But essentially, if you make $1 million or more, 0.4% of all your shit, unless it's real estate holdings, mm-hmm. gimme, yep. 0.4%, all your money. Come on, bring it on. The guy Banta that wrote this dumb shit law said something like, yeah, California's got like 30,000 something billionaires. Well, there's only 680 billionaires in the entire country, Joe Biden. We didn't lose 150 million people
right.
to COVID, you stupid bitch. Learn how to speak English. This one's wild to me. I mean, they're already losing people.
There's a moving tax in here.
That's the big part of it. So California is saying, if you decide to move right now when we're passing this bill, you still owe us that tax for the next 10 years.
10 years.
And to that, I would like to say, fuck you, California. If you want it, come fucking get it. I'll be in Texas.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, it is. I've never heard of anything like this. And again, by putting in a moving tax, you're saying our country, our state has become such a shithole that people are moving at an alarming rate. And we want to tax the shit out of you for that because we're not going to have enough people here that are rich to tax pretty soon.
Have you ever, you moved to California a long time ago.
I did, yeah.
When I first moved in 2011, 2012 timeframe, I just bought a car. Mm-hmm. If you buy a car within a year before you move to California, when you move there to register your car, you have to pay the difference in sales tax from where you bought the car to California. Just to register the car. Oh, yeah. It was like $960 more for me just
Holy
to get my
shit.
Fucking... Yep.
Man. So mine was...
And I lit them the fuck up at the DMV. I was like, hey, I know this isn't your fault, but you're going to listen to what I have to say right now.
Yeah.
And I just went the fuck off. Like, this is the dumbest shit in the world. You should be embarrassed to even enforce something like this.
So when I was there, the emissions thing had passed where even if you had a new car, every year you had to pay for the emissions test. And I was like, hey, man... It's a brand new car. Like, what's going to happen within a year that it's creating some form of dark cloud of emissions over the city or state itself? No, we don't care. We're doing that. So every year you have to get emissions tests. Yeah. They were also taxing each person as a business.
Yeah.
So you as a person had to file this like singular business tax that you weren't conducting any business at your house. And if, you know, you were... You had to pay some, it was like $160, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
They're already up to 13.5%. Look, we'll cut to the bullshit for any Joe Rogan fans as well. I know Rogan went on a rant and said, hey, man, I'm moving to Texas because it's more free. That's true, but there's also no state taxes here whatsoever.
Right.
So by him saving the 13.5% on that $100 million a year deal, like, It's going to save him $13.5 million a year, too. But when you're out of shit, when you're out of people to tax, this is what ends up happening to states like this, right? If you're not going to do anything about the homeless and you want to pay for porta potties and everything else, you've got to keep taxing. It's not going to stop. The property taxes are already out of control there, right? Now you're going to tax people for moving and wealth tax and everything else. I don't know how that state survives. When I was there, Schwarzenegger was there forever. Every year he fought against the budget going bankrupt for the state of California every single year. They're at the very end of it now. Like, I don't know how you keep that state afloat. The only thing that I would say at this point is if you want to have a moving tax, just go ahead and make California its own country at this point.
Yeah. Let them go. I don't know which one of these guys said it, but somebody said about this bill, is one of the people that helped write it. Tax avoidance will not be allowed. It's California's money.
So, are you serious?
0.4% of your wealth over the next 10 years belongs to California. I don't think so. Like, please, I kind of want to move to California right now.
Yeah.
And just establish a residence and move back here and fucking come get me, motherfucker. Come take my 0.4%. You can have 0.4% of my dick. All right.
My question is this. If you don't even know who's living in your state, because there's so many illegals that are living there, and you can't tax them, how the fuck are you going to keep track of a guy that's moving out of state? Like, I guess, what are you going to go through, forward and mail? Or, I mean, do you know how many jobs you'd have to fill to try to track down this money over the years of people who have just moved out of the state of California? That, I mean, it's crazy to me. It's absolutely fucking crazy to me. And that state between the homelessness and the fucking fire NATOs and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Somebody sent in the video of the fire NATO. I talked about it briefly on RPR this morning. Like, it's done. That state is done as a whole now. Well, and now you want to tax people who are moving for the next 10 years?
Yeah. The adding the moving tax makes sense to those fucking dum-dums. Here's why it's not, like, everybody knows that this is stupid. Here's why it's truly stupid. Because these millionaires and billionaires that are going to move out of California, and that shit's happening pretty soon, not only are they going to move themselves and their wealth out of California, but these real estate holdings that they have in the state now that might become subject to California's bullshit at some point, they're going to fucking dump them.
Yes.
All that stuff's going away.
Yes.
Like, not only are they going to fucking divest their liquid assets and other properties out of California, they're going to dump their real estate. They're going to fucking cause a real estate crash in California within the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. As soon as this shit, because they're talking about, they're going to vote on this as soon as they go back into session.
Yeah.
And as soon as that shit passes and gets enacted, these people are going to fucking leave and they're going to divest in all their real estate holdings, because that would be the only thing left in California that California could get its hands on. Yeah. And they'll be like, fuck you. Here's the sale. You can have the sales tax from it, but that's all the tax you're getting. I'm the fuck out of here.
And the reason why Cuomo got on the news and, you know, made it very clear to everybody who was watching, hey, man, we don't want the millionaires to move out of here. We're not going to tax you anymore. Is for that reason of, once this is in place, everybody will leave. There will be a mass exodus. And they're the only ones that are paying taxes now. So to keep taxing them over and over again, they're going to be like, nah, I'm good.
Here's what Gavin Newsom said. I want to see where things go over the next couple of months. By the way, he's the governor of California.
Yeah.
Was a lieutenant governor under Moonbeam Brown for a long time. Jerry Brown, that fucking dum-dum.
Jerry Brown was twice. That motherfucker was
in 72, and then again in 2010, I think
he's
he won.
The worst.
Yeah. Newsom said, what happens if this passes? What happens if it doesn't pass? Then he cautioned that a wealth tax championed at the national level by First Partners preferred presidential candidate. So First Partner, I don't know who the fuck that is, but that's some organization, is a, quote, national construct that on the state level could affect your ability to retain and attract talent, individuals, companies, and competitors. Even he is against this. By the way, this bill is co-sponsored by the California Federation of Teachers, SEIU California, and California Teachers Association. Those are three main teaching groups in California.
Well, look, the teachers need more money.
For
and
sure.
That's the thing. Yeah. Is like education needs more money and attention in the state of California. Where else are you going to get the money from? Because right now,
well, you can stop spending it on stupid bullshit first.
Oh, I agree.
You can stop giving Facebook and every other fucking corporation there. If you're a corporation of a certain size in California, there is a moratorium on property tax. That giant Facebook campus, $0 in property tax every year.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
No shit.
Same thing with General Electric, with General Motors, with fucking all the tech campuses in Silicon Valley. They don't pay shit for property tax there.
I did not know
that. None of them do. And, you know, if you want to make some of that money up, you can start taxing churches and stuff, too. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are collecting a lot of money.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tax BLM.
Yep.
They've collected hundreds of millions of dollars. And what charity or what service are they providing to the community as a 501c3? I would say dick. Yeah. Is what they're doing. There's plenty of ways to find this money without driving all your fucking people away. And the other part is, there's no way there's not pork, right? There's no way there's not bad spending happening in California, because there are so many other places where budgets are balanced.
I can tell you why, though. Look, immigration is a huge one. You don't know who's in the state, and everybody's sucking up all the resources and the money for there. And then homelessness. Like, between the two of those right there, that would probably solve most of your woes. But when you're in a liberal state like that, you're supposed to be like, no, everybody's fine. We can all live together and cohabitate and everything's going to be great. It's all fine until you have to actually pay for shit.
Yeah. Well, if you're a shareholder in a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say Tetherball Academy Media, you and I are shareholders, Jared's a shareholder. At the end of each quarter, we are all contractually entitled to receive a full list of every dollar that's been received and spent, right? And that is the same for any major company. If you're a shareholder in the company, you get to see a fucking budget, then you get to see quarterly and annual recaps. And where are we seeing this from, California or this government, the federal government? You are a shareholder in the United States of America. You as an individual citizen are. Us as groups of people are, us as a monolith, as Americans are, entitled to see that information. I want to see the fucking budget. I want to see where this money's going. I don't want to see your black appropriations. I don't want to see classified shit. We don't need to see that. Just tell me that money's somewhere. I don't care about
that.
Sure. But for how much we're spending on bullshit, like giving other countries money, like giving other countries weapons, giving other countries like security support and stuff like that. Look, man, if something's got to go first, it's got to be stuff that isn't taking care of our people.
Mm-hmm.
What's California spending its money on that it can't take care of its own people? That's what I want to know. Because, look, you don't get to be a fucking asshole and waste all your money and then come begging.
Right. Right. So, look, healthcare is one of them. Again, when you have so many undocumented people in a state, they still need health care, and they're still getting health care.
Mm-hmm.
Homelessness. When you and I saw the porta potties and stuff, like, look, man, I can tell you from production, it's expensive to change those out every 48 hours.
Yeah, that thing is just that unit is probably $15,000.
Dude, for and imagine how many are everywhere.
Not the little blue ones, but the nice ones that they've put out all over LA. Those things are like 15 grand.
And those are everywhere.
Yeah.
You've got the people in San Francisco, the poop police, that are making, what, $88,000 a year, cleaning up human shit off the streets.
And if you drive across the Bay Bridge, you'll notice all those palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, palm trees are not native to California. Not even close. But they lined the entire Bay Bridge, and they spent $15,000 per palm tree to put those in there.
Yeah.
There's like 200 of them. Where's that money, Jerry Brown?
And
like,
then the upkeep.
You can't fucking, man, it's like a child. If you give your kid, like, here's $100, go have fun, and he comes back, and he's got a black eye and a fucking broken, like, plastic toy or something, like, what happened to all the money? Oh, it's Bennett.
Yeah.
But I'm hungry. I'm like, well, you're eating tomorrow, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fucking get to come to my table and fucking eat again after you waste my fucking money like that. And when I say my, I mean the American people. We fucking trust the government. We entrust. We don't trust them, obviously. We entrust the government with a little bit of our money to provide for us these things that we have to be provided collectively, things that we can't do on our own, roads, shit like that, right? National defense, energy grid, sometimes support and infrastructure is what it is. And we give the government, we cede a little bit of our control to the government and a little bit of our money, and we tell them, do this stuff, but they don't. They fucking waste the money.
Yeah.
And then they come back to us hat in hand. Then they try to demonize rich people. Like, oh, I mean, that's what it is. People, they're preying on the fact that people are petty and jealous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's all it is. But you live in one of the very few countries on earth where you can become rich and nobody can really fuck with you about it. If you become rich in Russia, Vladimir Putin comes knocking on your door and he starts taking your money away.
Yeah.
There used to be seven oligarchs, seven or nine, I guess, depending on which reports you believe. There's a handful of oligarchs in Russia that own everything, like hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And everybody else is poor as shit. Now, from what we can tell, Putin is the richest man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I think his estimated worth is somewhere in the $700 to $800 billion range, which is seven times more than anybody in this country.
And nobody knows.
Nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
But you become rich in China, you become rich in Russia, certainly in Venezuela, right? You're fucked. They're coming for your money.
Yeah.
And it's not like that here. Well, it wasn't. But California is a state that's been pushing that. I think it was in 2000 or 2002, they passed that 3% wealth tax. Mm-hmm. There's been a number of increased taxes on. I think they did one where it was like $250,000 or above and $400,000 if you're filing jointly.
Correct,
or something.
Yeah,
that was like,
yeah,
2010 or 12, mm-hmm, or some shit. Like, it's been going on for a while. Look, man, you're like a crackhead. We're starting to realize it. Like, if you have a fucking teenage kid and they keep coming back to you asking for $5 and stuff, and their fucking eyes are bloodshot and their fucking nose is running a little bit, they're doing drugs, man.
Yeah.
California is on fucking drugs, and they keep coming back to us for more money they can get. Fucked.
Yeah. I'm with you, man, and I just don't see how this state survives another 5 years of this. And reading this today was so shocking that I was like,
yeah,
is this real?
It's nuts. I mean, they can't pay their bills getting federal support. Imagine if they, like, became their own state.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Like,
I mean,
what, look, the fuck would that stadium be?
You had the
be?
Rolling blackouts over the weekend,
mm-hmm,
due to the heat, and they were like, oh, we can't support the surge and everything else. The fires, and now the taxes, like, man, it's fucking crazy there. I mean, it is absolutely fucking crazy there. But it's a great example of what happens when you go super liberal with all of this shit, where it's like, all right, great. You want to have everything for free and give unemployment and everything else away,
yeah,
and just not say a word about it because you're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. Congratulations, man. Now that you're going to have moving taxes added to your state.
I don't understand what the process for collecting that money is going to be. Like,
I don't know.
For me personally, I have a bank account. I have investment accounts and savings accounts and shit like that. And then I own other, like, I own percentages in certain things. Like, how would they even try to do it? Like, nothing that, maybe they can ban your business from operating in California or something like that. But if you don't own real estate in California,
yeah,
and you're not doing business in California, I mean, what the fuck are they going to do?
I don't know.
I don't get, like, how are they going to deal with Rogan if this passes and it's retroactive?
I'm not sure. He's moved already. And
Well, if it's retroactive to, like, yeah, whatever point.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I remember in, I think it was 2009 or 10, that Obama passed the estate tax from when, you know, a relative dies, they're going to tax you 10% of that shit.
Yeah. And stuff that you paid sales tax for already, by the way.
Correct. So that still exists. I don't know.
Jesus,
I don't know how this is going to happen. But I will say this, like, because I had a relative die right after that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they came in and they were like, look, if he would have died 3 months later, you would have owed this tax. And I was like, no shit. Is that real? And they were like, oh yeah. Yeah. That comes right out of the tally pretty quickly there. And I'm like, holy shit. So look, they'll find a way for sure.
Well, I mean, but that's a federal thing. California's a state.
Yeah. Somebody will find a way.
The only thing I can think of is if they would put
student loans. If they put the student loan people on that,
yeah, they could find you anywhere. Somebody used to make a joke that we should have faked Bin Laden having student loans because they would have found his ass no matter where he was.
Oh yeah,
like they would have fucking dropped in a cell phone from a parachute, and he's like, "What the hell is this shit?" It's like, "Ring, ring, hi, is this loans. Osama?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You owe us $150,000 for your fucking liberal arts degree, bitch.
Shout out to Diane and Jerry for paying for my college. Appreciate you guys.
And
but
shout out to Rob O'Neill for shooting Bin Laden in the fucking face.
Yeah, and wiping him off the face of the earth. But yeah, for Jesse, they call all the time. And I'm like, how do they fucking find you? And they were like, they'll find you, man, no matter what. No matter what. I want to quickly go over, before we get to the sponsors, I want to go over the new polls that are out here.
Well, that CNN poll is pretty interesting, isn't it?
Really interesting.
Registered voters?
So This ABC Washington Post, ABC and Washington Post both have Biden at plus 12 right now, which is down from 15. I will say that it was at 15. And NBC and The Wall Street Journal have Biden at plus 9. CNN has it at plus 4.
Which is within...
That, they were at 15
it's,
as well.
It's CNN is plus 4 within for registered voters.
Yeah. And by the way, for anybody at home who's like, hey, man, how off are these polls supposed to be? It's in the plus to minus 4. So like...
The margin of error on that particular poll is plus 4. Yeah. Plus minus 4.
So
yeah.
You're right there. At the even point, you could have put it at tied if you wanted to. I like how CNN, classic CNN, still decided to put it at plus 4.
I'm surprised they even ran the article, to be honest.
I am too, but I think, and again, I touched on this just a tad earlier this morning, was I think it's because they are worried of like, all right, if we continue to put out these fake polls, will people go out and vote? And I wanted to get your take on it. Does that have anything to do on a voter's psyche?
Yeah, it does. On it's different though. So, on voting, on actual voting day, mm-hmm. there is a psychological phenomenon that happens from East to West Coast. That if the East Coast does well for a candidate, the West Coast typically does better than it should because people want to be on the winning side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never heard that.
Yeah. So if exit polls from the East Coast are like fucking Trump is killing it. Or I guess in this case, if Biden and Harris are killing it, they're fucking wiping it out. Everybody wants to be part of that. Mm. All right. People wanted to be part of Obama winning re-election in 2012. Like they wanted to be part of it. So there's a psychological effect that happens. I don't know about running ads up to the election and how that affects people. Like if it's going to be if they're going to be more motivated by the fact that they want to be part of a winning side or afraid that they're going to lose. I would say in this case, it's probably fear of loss because it's Trump. And the people that dislike him really dislike him. But look, man, there's a gracious way to do marketing. There really is. And it's not like when you hear a negative thing about like me as a media and you as media personalities and mm-hmm. Jared is the same way. He's very he doesn't really like even if we don't necessarily like somebody, somebody's talking shit about him. We're like, yeah, I've never heard that before, but that's interesting. Like, I'm not going to fucking join into your little party and start denigrating someone that I don't have personal experience with
right.
necessarily, but I'm also not going to co-sign on every negative thing I hear, but I do listen to it. You know what I mean? So I think in this case, people are the people that really dislike Trump really dislike him. And the people that really like him, really like him. This is no different than any other election. The people who can't figure out why the Democrats nominated Biden and Harris, well, I guess they will tonight. Technically, it'll happen tonight. The actual nomination. But
correct.
People that can't figure that shit out, it's like if you continue to just lean on the ad hoc stuff or the ad hominem stuff, like just talking shit about Trump, and people don't care. It's been proven now through an election cycle that people don't care that he's sexist and says racist shit, or if that's even true. Like, he does say sexist shit sometimes. I don't think he ever said anything racist, personally.
No.
I just think he's a fucking knucklehead sometimes. But if you keep hammering that bullshit home, it's flimsy. You know it doesn't work. But it speaks to your core. Like, why are you still talking to your base? Your base is going to vote for you.
Yeah.
You need to be using your base as firebrands. You don't need to be preaching to the choir. You need to fucking conduct the choir and make them preach to everybody else. That's how it goddamn works. And that's what the left fails at every single time. They don't give a fuck. They think they're better than the middle. They think they're better than the right. So it doesn't even occur to them that they need to be reaching out to people that don't think like them.
Right.
It's fucking stupid. And that's why they're going to lose.
Yeah, I'm real curious. Again, with this poll for CNN, I think they're starting to get it of like, hey, man, we can't just keep pumping out these fucking numbers. Otherwise, people are just going to think they don't have to vote because they're up by so much. Like this Washington Post poll, 12 plus 12 for Biden. In what fucking world, bro?
I have no idea who they're talking to.
I mean, that's a...
They didn't ask me.
That is a... I mean, what is that? 52 to... How high is that? What is a plus 12 there?
Plus 12, usually 2%, 1.5% or so, 1.5 to 2% goes to third party candidates. So you're down to let's just call it 98%.
So what, 58-46, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there?
No, that's too much. You know what? Actually, I've got a fucking calculator that'll do this math. Hang on a sec. I do. It's a thing I use for fucking betting.
You're right. I was way off. 58-36? Like, what are we... Yeah, you're somewhere, yeah, 54-36. Who fucking knows? I'm not a math major, for sure. Never pretended to be, never played a mathematician on television, but...
It's 56-44, so it would be 55-43.
Yeah, that's too 2%. High, man.
That's not even possible.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Look, we'll find out what they're going to be saying tonight. I'm curious to see if Bernie Sanders is either tonight or tomorrow. I wonder if they're putting him on in AOC on the same night just to ramp up the crazy of like, hey, man, this is our crazy night. Like, this is when the uncles get together and play pinochle, unless you see what fucking happens here. I'll be curious if Bernie can bring it tonight or tomorrow, whenever he's going to speak, and bring the excitement to it. Because right now, man, I think he's pretty pissed off that they didn't pick Elizabeth Warren. And he has sort of no one on his team left in this party anymore. And that's probably who people wanted to vote for. So I'll be keeping an eye on him to see if he really fucking cares or if he's just showing up just to show up. Is Elizabeth Warren speaking in this fucking thing?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at the list. I mean, I
would imagine, right? They're not going to leave her off of this.
Let's see.
I think she's in as well.
She's got to be. I can't imagine she's not. Let's see.
Yeah, because I know Bernie is definitely in it, and then AOC is in it. Like I said, Bill and Hillary, all these guys. And let me tell you, look that up. I'll do some sponsors.
Yeah,
first and foremost, we got ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Finest mattresses in the land. 30% off everything in the entire store. I'm talking pillows, sheets, adjustable bases, the covers, everything you can imagine. They've got a new 3D matrix bed now too, Dan. I don't know what that is. What I do know is this. I just got the cooling mattress, which is phenomenal. But now they got the ghost bed 3D matrix. What is that? What is the fucking chaos on that? This says it's patented technology. So they're the only ones that have it here. 12-inch height, three-dimensional hybrid comfort cooling, thermal conductive gel polymer. Come on, man. What do they got? Elon Musk working on these beds? Way to go, Ghost Bed. I like how right after I get it, they put out a fucking brand new one. These guys are always doing the coolest shit there is. Fucking A, Ghost Bed. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. As always, if you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or you work in the government, you get the 30% off. If you're a dumb civilian like myself, 25% off, and you get two free pillows with a mattress. And don't forget about their 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest on that. So if you look at, hey, man, I'm looking to get a fucking mattress with the adjustable base and all that other stuff, you can bundle them together, and they're all applicable with those deals, including the no interest, which is key. It's like $30 a month. It's amazing. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Who do we got up next, D'Anthony?
What day is today?
Today's it's Monday night.
Monday.
In the city.
Let's see. Let's do Liquid IV.
Yeah, liquidiv.com. Got a big boy order in today. A lot of people were you and I were talking about praising their name on the last episode. I'll tell you what my morning day starts like. Start off with Black Rifle Coffee in the morning. Mm. Get up on the way to work. I have a fucking either 16-ounce or 24-ounce of Liquid IV in water. Put a little Strike Force in my drink mid-afternoon, and then KillCliffCBD.com at night. That's my whole entire day. I'm not one of those like plain water drinkers. And if you're not either, when you're like, man, I just can't stomach throwing a gallon inside myself, go to liquidiv.com, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 25% off. All it is a little package, and it rehydrates you twice as quick as just normal water will. It is super important to stay hydrated, especially during this heat wave that we have going on here. What is it, 16 straight days of over 100 degrees? Fuck off. It is all liquidiv.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 25% off, and they'll ship that right to your house. You don't have to go nowheres. Some people hit me up and they were like, hey man, I saw it in Walmart and shit like that. Sam's Club. They're everywhere. They're the best in the biz, but they're not giving a fucking 25% off.
Yeah, not there.
No. So you got to go to liquidiv.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 25% off of liquidiv.com. What else? What do we got next?
You should probably check out Manscaped as well.
Ooh.
It's hot outside. You got to keep that.
Yeah. My wife was using the Manscaped too.
It's Womanscaped.
I know.
I mean, it works.
It works for everyone.
Yeah.
If you're trying to keep your nether region shaved in a polite place, you want to keep it like a green, not like the rough. You know what I'm saying? Plus, if you're out there and you want to shave off your pubes, it'll add an extra inch and a half to your dick. Everyone knows that, obviously. Go to manscaped.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 15% off there. What it is, it's a kit. The slogan is, your balls will thank you, and they will. They will definitely thank you. Nicest kit in the biz. It comes with a fucking DOP kit. All you have to do is just order one kit and you're good to go, man. Ball deodorant, the whole fucking thing. So right after you shave, lather it up, you're good to go. And you can use it on armpits, dicks, clits, whatever you name.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you probably shouldn't have hair on your clit, but if you do, shave it off.
Shave it off, dude. If you have a shady palm tree, again, whatever you can name, dude, it'll shave off. Hair-wise, go to manscaped.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 15% off, D'Anthony.
Oh, you know what? This Liquid IV, they sent us new copy. They have a new product that they want us to push.
Oh, so what do they got?
It's energy drink. Oh, I mean, it's
dude,
like the energy. Yeah, it's the I think the green.
I've not tried
the
it.
Green package.
Yeah.
No,
I just got it.
It's 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is about 10 more than a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee is about 90.
Up.
Yeah. So it's, you get the same thing. So if you're looking to double dip and you need some energy, plus you need to go ahead and hydrate, right? Like, because I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I drink at least one of these every single day anyways. But if you're one of those people that, particularly if you drink coffee in the morning and you supplement with some kind of energy drink or something in the afternoon, skip that energy drink bullshit because it's full of nonsense for the most part. Skip that bullshit and get hydrated and energized at the same time. That's what I say.
I will try that tonight, actually. That's amazing.
The taste is really good.
It's at my house. I just got it.
My favorite flavor is actually lemon lime for the regular stuff.
Okay.
The energy multiplier is probably my second favorite, to be honest. It's 25% off everything if you use Drinker Bros. Use the code Drinker Bros.
Yep.
But I would go check it out. If you're one of those people that goes out and drinks an energy drink midday, that stuff is poison for your body. Unless you get it. There's very few really good energy drinks out there. And you know some of them because we like some of them too. But it just serves the dual purpose. You're not going to find anything out there like this that gives you the energy plus keeps you fucking hydrated with the cellular transport technology like Liquid IV.
I agree. Best in the biz, man. I've drank them for years. It was one of those things where I fucking reached out to them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just because I drank the shit and I wanted my own fucking promo code.
Yeah, it's really good.
Who's speaking at the thing? Do you get the list?
Yeah, so there's three days.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, that's tonight.
Tonight.
They have all these caucus meetings.
Which, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no one cares. Up first is Amy Klobuchar.
Kloby.
Then Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Don't know who
nope.
that is.
Nope.
Governor Andrew Cuomo. Governor,
I like Cuomo sexuals. You're going to be happy.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan.
Yeah.
Giant piece of shit.
Yep.
Who is widely hated by her entire constituents.
Yes. Relatively hot. Widely hated.
Jim Clyburn. Benny Thompson, who's the convention chair. Gwen Moore, who's that crazy old lady from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's always saying weird shit.
Yeah.
Doug Jones. Then there's performances by Maggie Rogers. I don't know who that is.
Mm.
Leon Bridges. Don't know who that is.
Big fan of their early work.
Billy Porter and Stephen Stills. Is that like Stills and Nash shit?
Of course.
Jesus fucking Christ. Then Bernie Sanders, and they cap off day one with Michelle Obama.
Oh, so Bernie Sanders is before Michelle Obama tonight?
On day one, yep.
And all right, so I'll tune into the last two. I'm not going to catch the other bullshit.
That's just tomorrow or today. So tomorrow is former acting U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates.
Okay.
I don't know why a former acting AG would. Anyways, Chuck Schumer, John Kerry.
Fucking Chuck Schumer's the worst.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, that guy.
John Kerry's boring
John
as shit.
John Kerry, how is he even still alive? Then AOC.
Ah.
So they're following the most boring person on Earth with the craziest person on
Earth. Makes sense. That makes sense.
Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester. I don't know who that is.
No. Smoke that blunt, though.
And then Bill Clinton and Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden, excuse me.
Dr. Yeah. Jill Biden.
She's a smart lady, but that doesn't matter. Day three starts off with Elizabeth Warren. She's the first.
Okay.
Then a performance by Billie Eilish.
Really?
Then Nancy Pelosi, then Hillary Clinton, then Tony Evers, Governor Tony Evers, Michelle Lujan Grisham. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Either.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is the Arizona congresswoman that got shot in the head. Performance by Jennifer Hudson, who is, that's not surprising. She did that. Didn't she do the anthem for one of Obama's inaugurations? The second one, I think. I think Beyonce did the first
one. She's got a movie coming out soon to promote. Yeah. I really want to drive that home.
Yeah.
She's doing the Aretha Franklin biopic that's out this holiday season.
Then that one closes out with Kamala Harris, and then Obama's after her. Shouldn't it be Obama, then Harris, if she's the VP pick?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's really fucking weird.
Yeah, very weird. The last day is Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, and then the Chicks, or as you may know them as the Dixie Chicks, which was fine for 30 years.
Yeah. Now they're a Democrat too, huh?
What a bunch. They've always been left.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A.
You don't remember them being on a European tour and talking about how the Iraq George War Bush. Was?
Yeah. 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 I'm getting them mixed up with Lady A, Antebellum. Changed their name.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Beautiful disaster for that whole situation.
So the Dixie Chicks are playing. And then Gavin Newsom, Keisha Lance Bottoms, Tammy Baldwin, Tammy Duckworth, Chris Coons. He's a senator. I don't know who that is either.
I don't either.
And then Andrew Yang, then Biden.
Oh, so they did put Yang in there.
Yang is the guy before Biden.
So here was the deal with that. Andrew Yang, when it was announced, when this list got leaked, he was like, I'm surprised they did not ask me to speak.
Mm.
So the Yang Gang spoke for him. He's got a diehard fan base, man. So they got him on this fucking thing because they bitched on Twitter. And I think that's the right move. But it took his own fan base bitching about that because they did not want him to speak on that. You know, how many hours are dedicated to this, I guess? Like, that's a lot of fucking people
speaking. It's 9 to 11 for the body, and then I think one extra hour for the keynote per day.
Okay.
I think that's how it goes. No one's watching this shit. If I want to watch a Billie Eilish song, I'll go to YouTube and look up the video.
You know what's weird about the Billie Eilish thing? She's young. It's pretty young in your career. I think she's like 18 years old. To establish yourself as like super political at that age when, you know, you need another album to come out and be a hit, I guess. That's weird to go all in at this age. Even Taylor Swift waited like 15 years before she was like, I fucking hate Trump. Really surprised that Billie Eilish would be performing.
Yeah.
What, is she going to sing Bad Guy and then just look at fucking Bill Clinton all night?
He's going to be looking at her. If Ariana Grande is any fucking... I mean, look, he was... I've never seen a more powerful man undress a younger woman with his eyes on national television than at a funeral.
Damn right it was.
Where fucking Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, was I fucking the shit out of Ariana Grande while he sat next to his wife, who might have a dick. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's not a birther comment, by the way.
No.
I don't think she was born in another country. I think she may have been born with a dick.
Yeah, just with a penis is all. That's all we're saying.
Our Jam Master Jay. Two people have now been arrested in his murder.
Oh, breaking news. Yeah. It was like 18 years ago. I watched that doc on that. And, you know, I think he was gambling and shit. Like that it wasn't a huge surprise that he got murdered.
Well, the indictment says that the JMJ was moving. He was involved in transporting kilo quantities of cocaine.
Yeah.
And then that caught up to him at some point.
Drugs and gambling. Yeah. You know, look, it's always going to catch up to you at some point. So, you know. Next up, I want to get into something that you've been hammering this home for years now. I feel like at this point, biohacking, and you're like, hey man, if we have the technology to make ourselves better fucking humans, we should do it. And I want to get into, there was an article written today about some of the best bio hacks for your body. And I want to tell you, I want you to tell the audience and myself, because I don't fucking know any of this shit, whether or not it's good for you or this is just completely fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
First one up is the young blood shit with the toddler blood, the teenager blood.
That's been going on for a very long time, apparently.
Apparently it has. Peter Thiel has danced around it, hasn't said whether or not he's done it or not.
Right.
But it's putting teenagers' blood inside your body.
I mean, look, what's his name? Not Mick Jagger. Who's the guitarist?
Keith Richards. Yeah.
Keith Richards has been doing this for years. Like, he would go to Switzerland, I believe, and get all of his blood replaced over the course of a couple of days on a regular basis. People are going down to Panama now and getting stem cells on a regular basis, like $45,000 per treatment.
Yeah.
And you just get fucking pumped full of stem cells. And the people that I personally know who have done it are old and very fucking healthy. So I don't know what the science is on that, to be honest.
So it's, the practice is known as parabiosis.
No, I know what it is. I know about it. I just, I don't know. I only have anecdotal experience with that, but every single anecdotal experience I have is positive.
Okay.
Like every one of them.
Because so in 2016, a startup firm called Ambrosia started offering transfusions of young plasma for $6,000 a pop. That's not bad at all if you can afford it. But Peter Thiel was the one that was just like, hey, man, I'm thinking about getting into this, and there's no word back of whether or not he actually did it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that if you can afford it, why not do it? It's not going to hurt you.
I don't know, man. It just seems weird.
It can only help you. Like, any kind of... your body produces more HGH when you're younger, produces more testosterone. Yep. I would imagine that it generates stem... Like, you still have to generate stem... It still generates stem cells quicker. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would have to talk to somebody that was a lot... This is a very niche subject. There are some people who are experts on this that I would trust more than my own opinion on it.
So the reason why they wrote this article this morning is there is a Netflix show that is dropping in a few days called Biohackers.
Mm.
And it's kind of tapping into all the shit that people are doing in Silicon Valley or Hollywood people are doing right now. But they're kind of going over the list here of like the top 10. Elon Musk, the cyborg brain implants.
Yeah, but he wants, like, Musk isn't... His public statements on this are very bizarre. Not necessarily just in their content, but the fact that he's not trying to... Usually when somebody comes out with something like this, they're trying to couch it in something else. He straight up said, we need to move towards like becoming cyborgs to fight off the inevitable AI revolution that's going to result in us having to fight robots and shit. Like, he just straight up said it.
Yeah.
Which is not what you usually hear. Usually it's like, oh, well, I mean, here's the 30 effects, but the real thing they're planning for is this other thing. He just said, yeah, I think the robots are going to come alive, so we got to be real to fuck them up.
That's just
the way it is.
Yeah.
Very surprised, but not surprised, because it's Elon Musk, you know?
So what he's saying is the proposed implant is injected into the bloodstream and forms a mesh around the brain, which controls smart devices, connects to the internet, and even allows us to communicate telepathically.
Right.
I don't know why my brain needs to connect to the internet inside. Like, that's the only one that I'm like,
I mean, how do you switch it off? And not just how do you switch off what's coming in, how do you switch off what's going out?
What if the internet's bad?
Well, Starlink.
What if the internet
Starlink
goes
is going to take care of that.
Okay. That's right. We talked to the SpaceX.
Yeah, if you guys didn't watch that SpaceX interview with Carl Wesson.
Craziest shit of all time.
At least according to SpaceX, Starlink is going to be operational by the end of this year, and it's gonna be like, it'll be competitive internet. When I say competitive, I mean it'll be price and the quality of the product will be competitive. That's pretty weird.
By the way, so they said in Sweden 3,500 people have already inserted microchips into their bodies, which function as contactless credit cards, key cards, and rail cards.
I mean, I guess what's the difference from having, like, my debit card now, if you have a credit or debit card and it's got the Wi-Fi symbol on it, that means you can just touch it to something and it'll buy it.
Right.
Right? What's the difference from having it in the tip of your finger and having a card? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's in your bloodstream, that's one. That's a whole other thing. But if it's like a little implant in your body that you can just take out, who gives a shit?
The next one is the saunas and the ice baths that everybody's doing this. So the ice baths, that's something some of my friends in LA are doing religiously all the time now.
This
been going on for a while.
This is something that's been part of sports medicine for 100 years.
Right.
Ice cold. 15 minutes of ice, 15 minutes of hot. Back and forth. And yep. it, what it does, it's just basic. It expands and contracts your fucking, your tissue, essentially. And promotes white blood cells moving through. It promotes fucking necrotic bullshit getting out. That is, that yes, absolutely this works. 100% this works, and it's been working for 100 years.
So Jack Dorsey is the one who's really rallying behind this. I know Rogan does it as well, but Jack Dorsey, by the way, is a grown-up Peter Dinklage, and you can never convince me otherwise of that. But he's the guy who's always seen like doing this. This is one we've heard for a while. This one I understand. Now the next one's super fucking weird. There's a guy named Ben Greenfield. Do you know who that is?
He's a writer, right?
I'm not really sure. He's a fucking jack. He's way too jacked to be a fucking writer.
He's like one of those guys that writes about human performance and biohacking. He's an author about that.
Gotcha.
But I don't know what his qualifications are. I've just seen some of his books pop up.
So he eats fire ants, and he gets, massages on his rectum. So the ants are to feel the energy.
What energy?
Of the ants. Yeah. They want the ant energy pumping through them. And then the...
why ants? As opposed to like, why not a spider or something that has actual skin? Like, yeah, an ant can lift an immense amount of weight considering its own weight, for
so
sure.
That's what he's saying. So he says this can absorb their energy and strength.
No, there is absolutely nothing in science to support that.
Now, the rectum massages, by the way, include regular coffee enemas. I don't know what that is.
He also filmed himself injecting stem cells into his own dick.
Yes.
By the way, he said, I wanted to go from good to great and to get a bigger dick, which is understandable. But
he said he wanted his dick to go to great.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I wonder if his dick is great. I don't know if you've fucked Ben Greenfield out there.
Yeah.
Let us know if his dick was great.
The massaging the rectum with glass rods to promote prostate health. No, you're just fucking yourself in the ass with a glass dildo, my man. That's all that's happening there. You don't have to church it up. Just be who you are.
What's a coffee enema?
You spray
coffee up your asshole?
Yeah.
Really?
You never heard of that? It's espresso enemas. They do it all the time.
No.
Yeah. It's my friend used to do it all the time.
No shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Every time you drink coffee, you take a shit. I understand that. But the glass rods to promote prostate health. Yeah. You're just fucking yourself with a glass.
That's all it is.
Yeah. That's all that is.
That's all that is.
And you're supposed to only do it every 6 months is what he's saying. He's a self-styled fitness guru. Welcome to Instagram. So is everybody else. You fucking idiot. That's crazy. The next one up is the cryotherapy chamber. I've seen a lot of these pop up everywhere. I don't know if there's something to it, but, you know, I would have to imagine it's like an ice bath or just a faster form of it.
Dave Asprey from Bulletproof, who's one of
Bulletproof Coffee?
Yeah. He's one of the champions of the carnivore, not necessarily carnivore in general, but high fat diets, right? Like teaching your body to burn fat, which doesn't have anywhere near the amount of negative effects that carbs do for your body, right? So if you can train, we know you can train your body to burn fat instead of carbs. So if you can cut these carbs out that have, there's stuff that happens with them. Inflammation is the biggest one. And if you talk about any disease, whether it's heart disease or any kind of blood disorder or coronavirus or pneumonia, anything that causes inflammation like that is going to be worse if your body is naturally inflamed, right? So it makes you overall a lot more healthy. He says that at this point he's spent about $900,000 or $1 million hacking his own body, and he expects to live to be 180 years old.
Very St. James of him. St. James Street James of him.
It's also very Ricky Bobby of him. So you got to, there's a fine line between St. James Street James and Ricky goddamn Bobby. And I feel like he might be somewhere over the edge of both lines because this is crazy as shit. Although if it works, good for him.
Yeah, man. The last one here that I'll read off is the human vibrator.
Is this the guy with the magnets?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
So he's got magnets that he had implanted that function as headphones. Mm. They were planted in his skull in 2013. He also injected armor into his lower legs, which hardens on impact to act as built-in shin guards.
That's a real thing, by the way. So somebody took, I don't remember if it was Kevlar or Dyneema, but they ground it up kind of and then added it to this liquid glass stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can look it up on the internet and you can literally, it's like a thin sheet and you can shoot it with a handgun point blank, like a 45, like point blank, bullet won't go through. You can stab it with whatever the fuck you want. It works. I don't know if I want it inside of my goddamn body.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, if you injected this into your legs, man, does that mean somebody could shoot you in the shin and you're going to be bulletproof?
I would pierce the skin and it would break the bone. The force, you can't stop that. But okay, it wouldn't go through probably, yeah. If it worked the way that the fabric works, then no, it would not go through. But, I mean, you die. When you get shot, you either bleed out, end up getting sepsis or something like that, mm-hmm. or even the overpressure, the impact can fucking, like, if you give, that's why in CPR they teach you not to give people fake compressions. Don't ever do fake compressions on a real human being because you can fuck their heart up doing that. So the impacts on the body like that can cause some real damage. This is the most retarded shit I've ever. But this whole magnet thing, didn't that start out as a meme, a joke from an Insane Clown Posse song?
Yeah.
Like magnets, what are they or whatever from fucking 15 years ago? And now people are like, oh, let's just put them in our bodies. Like, Jesus Christ,
I mean,
dude.
Essentially, this guy wants to become Iron Man, which is fine.
But build the suit. You don't have to fucking do
this.
Yeah,
you don't have to inject it into your body.
Like, even when fucking Tony Stark cured himself of the metal being his body, the suit still worked.
Yeah. The suit was fine.
Like, you just make the suit. You don't have to fucking inject magnets into your goddamn body.
Oh, man.
But I will be watching. I want to see what happens.
I don't know what's going to happen with all this fucking shit, man. It keeps getting crazier. Now let's get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Justin Scotts from Alabama, who's been a drinking bro for 2 years, and he's nominating Jason Novak. He says, I'd like to nominate Officer Jason Novak of the Florence, Alabama Police Department for drinking bro of the week. Officer Novak was sadly killed in an off-duty car crash. He was a great guy who always went out of his way to help others and put smiles on people's faces. He was one of the good ones. I'd also like to give a thankful shout out to all the LEOs out there. Thank you guys and girls for all you do, especially in this bizarre time. I'm a huge fan of the show, you guys. Thanks for all you do, and I hope you are enjoying Texas.
Yep.
Cheers, man. We are, except for them defunding the police here.
Well, it's, you know, a day after that information comes out, Austin police in Cedar Park here responded to some weird shit at a house. Turns out a guy was barricaded inside with three people and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Cops went in, three of them got shot. Two were fine. One's in surgery this morning. I don't know how he's doing, but it sounds like he's going to be all right. It just goes to show, man, not only did that happen, but this morning they safely got everybody else out of the house, including the perpetrator.
Yep.
Right? This whole monolith idea that all cops are violent and seeking some kind of violent end to a solution is absolute nonsense. The vast majority of situations end peacefully, not because of the asshole involved, but because the cops are patient and professional. If it wasn't like that, we would know. There would be statistics on this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people would be as tuned up as everybody is about this shit right now, we would have the information it was true.
And, you know, the other part about this is, I was watching this on the local news last night. This motherfucker had barricaded himself inside this house. You had to wait outside all night. You don't know who's really in the house,
yeah,
what this person is capable of. Again, these are men and women that put their lives on the line every single day, and you want to defund them. What if this happened to you or your wife or your daughter or your son? Like, you need the police out there. This stupid shit, man, has to end. And again, like you said, a day after they announced the defunding of the police, then it's like, all right, great. We'll go save these people in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so all these Austin PD officers wake up to the fact that a lot of the resources that they use, not just for themselves to do their job better, but for the victims, the DNA testing mm-hmm. and all this other stuff, all that stuff is gone now. And they wake up the next day, you still got to put on your boots, you still got to go to work, you still got to save people's lives, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
No thanks, though. Fuck them. Fuck the police.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. It's a thankless job, and I don't know why you do it anymore. To be honest with you, every time I see a cop now, I shake their hand.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know how much longer you're going to be doing this.
I got to be honest, I was downstairs walking the dogs yesterday morning mm-hmm. before we went to Jared's in St. Antoine, and there's a cop and a SUV pulled over in the parking lot here where this restaurant is, and I just looked at him like, hey man, what's up? And he seemed stunned.
Shocked.
That I was polite to him. I'm like, sorry, I don't even know what the fuck to say at that point.
Yeah, same thing happened to me when I was in Ventura County. I took my kids to see this in your car concert experience thing, and there was some cops working there, and I went up to the window to say hello and say thank you.
Yeah.
And they seemed like very like nervous about it. And I was like,
you're trying to set them up or some shit.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say thank you. And they were unbelievably grateful. But in this time, like the fact that if you're a police officer, you're flinching because you're worried about what some asshole is going to come up to you and say, you know, on the street, it's like, come on, man, we can't be here. Cause again, man, something's going to fucking happen to you.
Yeah.
And if you defund the police, you should put a fucking letter on your door. You should spray paint a D on your door that said, hey, man, I voted for this. I don't want the police. So that way, if anything ever happens to you, the police know when they show up, oh, great, you wanted us defunded. Well, we don't need to be here anyway.
Didn't
so
I say
you.
That in, was it July of last year, I think, or August of last year when Mike the Cop was on the show? It was the opt-out plan.
Oh, yeah. You wanted an opt-out, which is great. Like, you should. Hey.
Right, I am absolutely fine with that.
Yeah.
Do your thing, guy. I mean, if you look, you make the bed that you end up lying in.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the way you want to make your bed, I'm not sleeping in it with you.
No.
You got to take that shit down the road.
And I'm not sleeping in it with you if it's not from ghostbed.com.
Yeah, that's also
/ drinking bros.
Actually, they should sell stickers for Ghostbed where I can just put it on the hotel beds that we have to stay in, just so at least a little bit.
It's mentally in there.
Yeah, or maybe I'll start carrying my ghost pillow with me.
Just walking into hotels.
Yeah.
Kids, we'll be back tomorrow for Drinking Bros Sports. As always, go to iTunes and rate the show a 4-5-star. 5-star. I must have said 4-star.
Yeah, let's go 5.
5-star. Give us a quick review. It'll help move us on up the charts. A lot of celebrities out there trying to fucking eat up our charts, dude. Mm-hmm. Gotta get these assholes out of there. Didn't take long though for us to knock off Samantha Bee, which is nice.
Yeah, she wasn't gonna last.
So go to iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and a quick review, and then join us tomorrow for a live Drinking Bros Sports companion show. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, everyone.